Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
To a new way, you'll leave this strength and a new direction. For I'll restore years, and I'll restore health, and I'll restore joy. For this is a day of great restoration, and I'll restore the gifts of the Spirit, and they shall increase, and they shall multiply. For times of refreshing shall come from my presence, saith the Lord, and it shall fall like rain. So now I hear the sound of an abundance of rain, that it shall rain, it shall rain, and I will pour out my Spirit, saith the Lord. So receive it and declare it and say it's not so far away, but it's here right now, today. Ha, ha, ha. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Okay. Okay. That is strange. Amen. We need to find out why. Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise you, Yeshua. Hallelujah. Make it possible, Lord. Keep everything working. Hallelujah, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Mighty Lord, mighty God, mighty Jesus, mighty, mighty Yeshua. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. So praise you, God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise you, God. What an awesome, awesome God we serve. Hallelujah. I had a dream, and my brother and sister, it's been so exciting lately because my revelation from last year are being confirmed through other prophet of the Lord. Shalom, Sister Renee. So it's just so exciting that so many other prophet now are confirming what the Lord has shown to me last year. And so we are living in the last days, and we are seeing the fulfillment of what God said it would happen, happening, my brother and sister. And that's, hallelujah, exciting in one part, in the part that we want to go home. Amen. In that regard, it is exciting because we want to go home, my brother and sister. Amen. So to know that Jesus is about to come for his bride, it's a good news for anyone who's looking forward to be going home, my brother and sister. Amen. Now, we talked about his word. As we read about the full moon, my brother and sister, that happens on Thursday the 18th. Thursday the 18th. There was a word about the full moon, my brother and sister, in which a lot of us were wondering, were looking forward to seeing things happening. And I'm going to tell you, yes, there were things that happened in the spirit. You will have to see it in the spirit to see them happen. The Lord will have to open your eyes to see them happen, my brother and sister, because things did happen on this past Thursday the 18th, on that weekend of the full moon that we haven't had for over 100 years. By Wednesday night, I don't know in some of your state if you could see it, the moon was already full, my brother insisted. So praise the Lord. People took photo of it. Amen. Because it was happening. Hallelujah. My brother insisted. Amen. And these signs, according to Job 2:25, I will restore to you the years that the locusts are eaten, the cockworm, the caterpillar, and the palmer worm, my great army which I will send you. Okay? And that, I believe, is angelic protection. Okay? Because God's armies are his angel. Okay? My brother and sister. So, as I was waiting for something to happen, Shalom, Brother Miguel, the Lord did show me that something happened, my brother and sister. And that same night, he gave me a vision of what happened in the spirit in the full moon, my brother and sister. Okay? Which it was shocking to me, which I'm going to go into it. Hallelujah. Tonight. And you shall eat plenty and be satisfied, Joel 2:20 says, and praise the name of the Lord your God that hath dealt wondrously with you, my people shall never be ashamed. Okay? So why our enemy are happy and celebrating? Because I don't know how many of you saw Joe Biden striking the nation of the United States with his pen one more time, my brother and sister. It was horrible to see because still a lot of people don't understand what happened on Thursday night, my brother and sister. Okay? And the outcome of it will be seen in this nation. And I believe next year we'll see the outcome of what he signed this past Thursday night, my brother and sister. Clearly, it will be before the news of this nation. Thank you, Lord. Praise your God. Amen. So we know revival is coming. Joel 2:28. And it shall come to pass afterward that I put out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy, and your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see vision. Because the revival is coming. This word also applied to the revival. Okay? Apply to us. Okay? It applied to us because the Lord will change and transform us. Okay, because he has a mighty work for us to do. The 3 days of darkness, because you heard Sister Barbara this past week also, during the same week, about the 3 days of darkness. My brother and sister, it's incredible how the prophet has been prophesying these confirmation that we've been talking about, because I shared years ago on the Lord Tower that after the 3 days of darkness, we get changed right after. The 3 days of darkness, we get changed and we get transformed. My brother and sister, isn't that incredible? And me meditating and then the Lord showing me these things. And then hearing Sister Barbara talking about what the Lord told her about the 3 days of darkness, which is going to come upon the land. And there was another prophet, another brother who also spoke about the 3 days of darkness. He said it could be seven. He doesn't know. But biblically, it's 3 days. 3 days. In which the Lord showed me it's 3 days. Okay? Just like the resurrection of the Lord. 3 days. And these are prophetic and these are biblical. So every time we talk about it, we need to stay within the word of God. Amen? Now, verse 30. And I will show wonders in the heaven and in the earth. Blood, fire, pillar, a smoke, volcano, awakening. Okay, these blood, these pillars of smoke, my brother and sister. Okay, these are volcano awakening. Okay, so I heard there's over 300 volcanoes in the United States asleep. And so when they become to be awakened, a sister, which I'm going to play later, had a dream of this happening over the United States. Her dream is a lot of information she has. Russia and China coming against this nation. Okay? So, yes, they're planning their attack, my brother and sister. But we don't need to fear. God is with us. But it is upon this nation. Okay? And so, blood, fire, and pillars of smoke. Okay? And we know that the blood is the blood of the innocent, okay? The blood is the blood of the innocent. My brother and sister, shed on the land. So is it a sign for us to see the blood of the innocent being shed before these things happen? Yes. These are signs of the Lord changing the earth. These are signs of the great tribulation. These are signs of the end. Okay, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. These things are being told to us. Okay? I will show wonders in heaven and on the earth. Okay? So he reveals everything that happens in the heaven in regard to meteor and so much more. And on the earth, what if blood has to do with the earth? The blood of the innocent being shed on the earth. That's what he's revealing. Because remember, a lot of these things are being done in secret. Planned Parenthood doesn't want to reveal the exact number of the aborted baby. They don't reveal it. It's hard to find the information. So blood and fire, okay, we've seen the fire a few years in California, and we know there's more coming, but there will be meteor as fire hitting the earth also. And pillars of smoke, volcano awakening. All these are signs of the coming of the Lord, my brother and sister. The sun shall be turned into darkness. Again, for years, a lot of people were wondering, yes, the sun will get darkened in the Great Tribulation. Yes, but we are not appointed to the Great Tribulation. So how do we relate this to us, the Bride of Christ? How can we say we are going to see, because he's a sign, he said he will show. And the last day, the sun being turned into darkness, volcanoes, the smoke, the clouds of ashes all over the sky. My brother and sister, darkness also, lies of evil, okay? And the moon into blood, okay? And the moon into blood, we've seen blood moon, a bloody moon, like we saw this past weekend. The moon looked red, it was red, bloody. Okay, before that great and terrible day of the Lord comes, okay? It's terrible for the enemy. It's not terrible for us. For us, it's a great day. So it begins with great, rapture, departure. This verse here revealed that the Lord is going to be great to his people, to those that are waiting for him, great. A reveal that happens before the great tribulation here. Because it says great, great celebration. Revelation 19, there was great celebration in heaven. Okay? That is before the great tribulation. Look at it. And then it says, and terrible day. That's great tribulation. That is great tribulation right there. So this verse reveals that the rapture, the celebration of the wedding of Jesus, is before the great tribulation. How many people have disagreed and say, oh, the rapture is after or in the middle of it? No, this is it's before. The word of God says it's before. Joel says it's before. And the Apostle Peter in Acts chapter 2 reveals the same, confirm the word. Okay? Great day, great celebration. And that happened after the first revival. And this second revival, which applied the same verses to us, will have a great day of celebration, which is a rapture departure of the Bride of Christ. So it's great celebration. And then terrible day of the Lord comes. The great tribulation is the day of vengeance, the Bible says. That's where God punishes the wicked, my brother and sister. Okay? That's where he punished the wicked. Now, look at this. Babylon, we talked about Babylon the Great, Revelation 18. Jeremiah 12:7. I have forsaken my house. I have left my heritage. I have given dearly beloved of my soul to the hand of the enemy. Those that forsake the Lord, this is exactly what they have done, my brothers and sisters. They have forsaken the Lord. But look how it says here very clearly, my soul into the hand of my enemy. This is from the King James Bible. My soul into the hand of my enemy. Those that are being bastinated, their soul is going into the hand of their enemy. Biblical, my brother and sister, biblical. Jeremiah 13:7. But if ye will not heareth, my soul shall weep in secret places for your pride, and my eye shall weep sore and run down with tears, because the Lord's flock is carried away captive. My brother and sister. But he says that his soul will weep and tear in secret places because of the pride. King Nebuchadnezzar was changed into a beast because of his pride. My brother and sister, in Jeremiah confronts him right here in his writing and his prophecy. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 18:20. Shall evil be recompensed for good? For they have dug a pit for my soul. Remember that I stood before thee to speak good for them and turn away the wrath from them. My brother and sister, they have dug a pit for my soul, he says. That's what the soul are taking to, a pit in hell. Everything we need to know is in the word. Lamentation 2:1. Mine eyes shall fail with tears. My soul is in trouble. My passion is poured upon the earth because of the destruction of the daughter of my people, because of the children, the suckling, swarm and street of the city. Hallelujah. That means God said that even the babies from 5 down are going to be vaccinated here. My soul's in trouble. My passion put up on the earth because of the destruction of the daughter of my people, because the children and the suckling, babies, children, 5 and down, showing in the street of my city. My Lord, my God, have mercy. Hallelujah. Lamentation 3:17. And thou hast removed my soul far off from peace, and I forgot prosperity. Hallelujah. There's only peace, some of it, on earth. God can pour peace on earth. And in heaven, there's always peace. But nevertheless, there's no peace in hell. The only peace they had was here on earth from God. None of it is in hell. Thou hast removed my soul far off from peace. Far off, very far. Can you imagine how far it is? Very far from peace. Acts 2:27. Because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither will there suffer thy Holy One to see corruption. The God has a plan to save them, soul that are in hell also, that their body is still on the earth. He says, for thou wilt not leave my soul in hell. God knew this would happen, and God knew he would need, the Lord knew he would need to intercede and pray for those that are being vaccinated. They will need a lot of prayer. A lot of prayer. My brothers and sisters, Psalm 22:20. Deliver myself from the sword, my only one from the power of the dog. A dear sister this past few days on YouTube had a dream. And her dream that she saw the vaccinated like the soul, like dog and soul and souls. It was very, but she saw dog. Okay, deliver myself from the sword, my only one from the power of the dog. She saw these demons as dog. And David said, deliver myself from the power of this dog. Is that a coincidence? Or what God showed her is so biblical that you can look it up in the Bible and find it. My Lord, my God. Biden has signed another executive order this Thursday, in which Pelosi and all of them were celebrating and very happy, bypassing so much in the system, giving more power to the police and state officer or state agents. The meaning of it is spiritual, the Lord showed to me. As I wonder what I saw on Thursday, the Lord kind of opened my eyes in the spirit as they were standing. This Thursday afternoon, as they were signing that order, I replayed the video after it happened, maybe 2 or 3 hours after. It's as I'm laying in my bed watching this, the Lord opened my spiritual eyes. I see him, Pelosi and them congratulating each other for Biden signing this executive order. And there was like a demon behind them there on camera, in the spirit, embracing them, hugging them. And they knew that they were being embraced there by the fallen one. And they felt like when a father is hugging a child or putting his arm over a child, to them it felt good that they're doing this demon's bet, my brothers and sisters. As I later on go on into in prayer, the Lord take me in the spirit to show me. The Lord said, that says to me immediately, yes, something happens, he says to me. And let me show you what happened. I saw a huge snake, serpent, huge, that at the moment Biden was signing this executive order on Thursday, that spirit wanted to come on the earth for the longest time ever. But it could not be allowed to come in the United States unless this order will be signed. The demon that was embracing them was the demon that was leading Biden and them to sign this executive order. Because the significance of the executive order takes the right out of many citizens in the United States, bypasses the Constitution. And many doesn't see that or doesn't understand that until they begin to put it in action next year. Next year, the outcry will come out of it. Many people will be arrested, and so much more will happen to them. And they'll be asked, how come I was not taken to a judge or before court? How come you're doing this to me? And my right was not even read to me. Or my rights are being violated. What's going on? So much people will understand next year. Next year is all celebration. Next year is all cry, my brother and sister. I knew in the spirit, the Lord gave me the understanding that as he was signing the document, that demon was in the air. This huge snake was in the air. And she could fly. She was flying very high in the air. The power of the air, the Bible calls them, in Ephesians 6, 10 and on, or 12 and on. Okay, forces of the air, powers of the air. And as that demon could not come over the land, it could not come. It cannot do no harm to nobody, and it had been wanting to for a long time, before this nation was a nation. It had been wanting to. I could see the demon looking down, waiting for the opportunity until it was allowed to come down. And when Biden was signing those documents, it finally got its break to come down. And I knew that once it would come down on the land, it was going to bring so much harm upon the people, so much confusion and attack and division and even sickness upon this land, even sickness and so much more. This huge snake was going to bring on this land. And finally, the snake was looking to Biden, Pelosi, and them for them to allow her to calm down. Because it could not. It could not. It was limited to them signing that, and boom. And the moment they did, it came down. It started coming down. Like finally, I can come and hurt people as I wanted to for so long, my brother and sister. And I'm watching this, and it's terrible. The people have fallen from God so far, my brother and sister. That the nation have forgotten God, as the word of God says, my brother and sister. God wants to restore even people's soul. Psalm 23:3, He restored my soul. My brother and sister, when the soul has fallen so deep into the pain because of sin and pride, if this person cry out to God and repent, he restore my soul. Lead me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. My brother and sister. Psalm 32:4, for the day and night thy hand was heavy upon me, that sapped my soul was turned into drought of summer. I seen soul this way and drought looking for water, walking around just looking for water, thirsty, but no water could they find. My brother and sister, Psalm 142:7, bring my soul out of prison that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass about, for thou shalt deal beautifully with me. But he said, bring my soul out of prison. My brother and sister, once they are vaccinated, they can be in prison right away. Hallelujah. Psalm 143:3, for my enemy have persecuted my soul. A lot of people think that the enemy is persecuting their bank account to take away their house or their car or their money. The enemy doesn't care for those things. The only thing he wants that he knows is you and will limit you is to imprison your soul. He only wants your soul. David knew this and understood this very clear. For the enemy have persecuted my soul and have smitten my life down to the ground and have made me dwell in darkness, he said, as those that have been for long dead. If you don't think everything is in the Word of God, I'm showing you that everything that's been happening to these people that are being vaccinated, it's in the Word of God. This is in Psalm 143:3, my brother and sister. Psalm 35:17, Lord, how long wilt thou look in, hallelujah, on? Rescue my soul from their destruction, my precious soul from the lion, because the enemy roars like a lion, looking for whom he may devour. But he's smart to know that the soul, your soul, is you. And David says about this lion, he asked God to deliver him from the destruction of the lion. My brother and sister, oh, is the devil locking a lot of people in prison? Because it is a prison. Once they take the vaccine, they are prison. They're put in prison, in the prisons of hell. Psalm 40:14, let them ashamed and confounded together that seek after my soul to destroy it. Are you listening? The only thing that these demons want is your soul. For what purpose and what plan? To destroy it. My brother and sister, to destroy it. Nothing but to try to destroy it. Let them be ashamed and confounded together that seek it after my soul to destroy it. Let them be driven backward and put to shame that wish me evil, he prayed. That's all they want. For how many thousand, over 3,000 years this word was written from King David. And 3,000 years after, we are learning about people's soul being put in prison by the devil. My brother and sister, my Lord, my God. Psalm 41:4. I said, Lord, be merciful to me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against thee. Every time you sin, your soul gets sick and is healing. Shalom, Brother Benjamin. I've been preaching about soul being healed for many years. And I'm sure a lot of people, as they listen to me on the Lord's Hour, hallelujah, for so many years wonder, why did he talk about the healing of the body, not just of the body, of the soul, of the mind? Why did he talk about this way? I've been talking about the healing of the soul for so many years. Those that are being vaccinated, that the souls are going down, their soul will need much healing, because the only reason they were brought down is to be destroyed by the enemy. And if they repent and get out of there, their soul will need much healing, my brother and sister. My Lord. Psalm 42:2, my soul thirsted for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? Hallelujah. They are in tremendous thirst. Thirst that you cannot even imagine. And they thirst and walk around looking for water. And demons deceive them with fake water. When they were on the earth, there was plenty of water. It rained almost every other day. There's plenty of water for everyone. Now where they are, there's no water. And their soul walk around thirsting, great thirst. Hallelujah. But the greater thirst is a thirst that comes for not having God in their lives, not having the Holy Spirit anymore. And he says, my soul thirsted for God, the living God. Remember the living water? That's the Holy Spirit. The living water is the Holy Spirit that was in their life before they got, some of them got vaccinated. Now they have great thirst for God, my brother and sister. Great thirst. Hallelujah. When should I come and appear before God? If there's no God, there's no service being done down there. The question is when? When can they get out and come to this earth and get on this knee, underneath and cry out to God so they can finally have some of God in them, have God come to their heart and life? When shall I come and appear before God? That is their cry. Pray for your vaccinated family. Pray for them. Pray for them. My brother and sister, yes, yes they are. Psalm 49:15. But God will redeem my soul from the power of the grave, for he shall receive me. Hallelujah. This is, when I read this promise, that God will redeem his soul from the power of the grave. My brother and sister, there is hope in the word of God. Still for these people. Hallelujah. Psalm 54:3. For strangers are risen up against me, oppressor. Hallelujah. Seek my soul. They have not set God before them. Notice, they have not set God before them. Because these are fallen angels. These are fallen demons. Okay? And their plan, there's no more of God because they cannot go back to heaven anymore. But David said they seek a soul. The fallen one, that's what they do. That's what they want. And it's sad that people like Biden and will worship them plainly, publicly. Do a prayer for these fallen one gods. My brother and sister. And what is the Ten Commandments said? Thou should not worship other God before the Lord. This is what they're doing. My brother and sister. Will not God punish them for what they're doing? Brother Timothy this week have a word from the Lord, a dream of revelation about seven of them in Capitol Hill dying. But he said that they're already dead. And the revelation of the Lord to him as he saw those 70 dropping dead, he also said that they were dead. That means they've been vaccinated also. And they were already dead. Only their body was there, not the soul. But if the body dies, the spirit that is occupying the body, that's it. It doesn't have a home anymore. My brother and sister. My Lord, my God. I'm going to play that audio in a few. Okay? I wanted to, I put on Google when Biden said several times that his campaign was about, his government was about people's soul. Or souls, my brothers, the soul of this nation. He knew before he came into office that he will be about souls, my brother and sister. He kept saying it throughout his campaign. I even spoke about this in the Lord's Hour in those messages back in 2020. If you can go back and listen. It's been about souls, my brother and sister. He says the soul of this nation. They knew what, though by sin they can get them. Okay? They knew they can get them through the vaccine. He, Joe Biden himself, keeps saying so in every, almost every of his speech. He kept talking about it was about souls. Why? And I kept telling people, why did he keep saying that? Even before he became president. I found so many audio. I was trying to get it ready before the Lord's hour so I can play his audio, him talking about souls. So you see, he keep repeating souls because that was his mission, to try to get as many souls in this nation and around the world. That was the mission they gave to him, the fallen one gave to him. And that's what him and Kamala Harris been doing, going after every soul, not just in this nation, but worldwide, because they're making the vaccine free for other nations, free for other nations. By millions and billions, they have sent to other nations. It's exactly as he said. It's about souls. He wants the souls of people. David said that his enemy persecute him for his soul. That's what that is, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. Oh, my Lord. Jeremiah 6:9. Be thou entrusted, O Jerusalem, lest my soul depart from thee, lest I make thee desolated, the land and no inhabitant. Where they are is desolated. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There's so many words. Psalms 57:4. My soul is among lions. I lie even among them that have set on fire, which I saw in hell. Even the sons of men, whose teeth are spears and arrows, and the tongue sharp sword. I saw a demon in hell. And one of the revelation, that his tongue was like a sharp sword. I didn't know if this was in the Bible. I saw it, and I said, okay. His tongue was like a sword. Okay, I never look it up in the Bible. And earlier, as I'm getting ready to looking up these verses, I come here to Psalm 57:4, and I say, huh? Psalm 57:4, my soul is among lions. Light even among them that are set on fire. I saw this in hell. Those that are set on fire. Even the sons of men whose teeth are like spear and arrow, and their tongues are sharp as sword. I didn't know that the Bible talks about them that hold their tongue as sharp as sword, because I saw this in hell. Everything that is in hell, heaven and earth, in the Word of God, my brother and sister. Yes. Oh, yeah, there's so many. Thank you, brother. Brother just found one on YouTube about Biden talks about the souls of the nation. Telling you. And there's so many of them, I was surprised. Okay? This is what his agenda been about, my brother and sister. Okay? This is why people should have not taken his vaccine, because this is what his agenda was about. Psalm 57:6, they have prepared a net for my step. Listen, they have prepared a net for my step. My soul is bowed down. Bowed down. They have dug a pit before me. Into the midst where they are, they themselves are fallen. Where are these being fallen? We know that they're falling and they are in hell. Look what David says, my brother and sister. How can the Word of God be so clear? How can everything just be there? And this word is from over 3,000 years ago. My brother and sister, Psalm 57:6. They have prepared a net for my step. My soul is bowed down. This is what they do to them out there. They have dug a pit before me. This is what they done to them down there. In the midst where they're off, they themselves are fallen. It indicate where. They're not on the earth. They're in hell. They're allowed to come to the earth sometime. But this is what they do in hell. Right where they are, that's where they said the souls are coming to. It's just a soul. This cannot be a coincidence. Psalm 59:3. For Lord, they lie in wait for my soul. They lie in wait for my soul. I remember I was taken down to hell one time years ago, and this demon was waiting to get to people's souls. They were lying, waiting in hell. Okay? I didn't know this was in the Word neither. There's so many things I'm finding in the Word that the Lord has shown me that I didn't even know was there. Psalm 57:3. For Lord, they lie in wait for my soul. I saw this demon years ago waiting. My brother and sister. Hallelujah. Yes, that is the truth, sister. I'm going to play Sister Celestial because she has two part one and part two of her last study, which is really good. I'm going to play it in a minute because you got to hear this, how she explained what the Lord had revealed to her. Okay? It's tremendous. For lay way and way for my soul, the mighty are gathered against me, not for my transgression, for my sin, O Lord. Okay? As long as they can get to you, they don't care for anything else. They just want your soul. They just want your soul. That's all they want. Okay? Psalm 63:9. But those that seek my soul to destroy it, to go into the lower part of the earth. Where is hell? According to the Bible, it's in the lower part of the earth. My brother and sister. That's what the Bible says, that Jesus went after the cross to the lower part of hell. Jonah, when he went down, he went to the lower part of hell. It indicates it's there, my brother and sister. Okay? It's just so sad. So sad. But it's there. Psalm 56:13. For thou hast delivered my soul from death. This is the hope. How delivered my soul. Thou deliver my soul, not deliver myself from falling. I walk before God in the light of the living. Okay? So if the persons fall, in God, but there's verses that say Bible, God can deliver you from falling. My brother and sister. But here, David said, thou can deliver myself from death. Awesome. Psalm 69:18. Draw nigh unto my soul and redeem it. Deliver me because of my enemy. Yes. That will be awesome. And we know that some, like the Lord showed me, that young lady that was redeemed back into human, and her understanding from the beast was given back to her. That gave me tremendous joy. I cried when I saw that. My soul really rejoiced from seeing her soul being restored. My brother and sister. That is incredible. Incredible. Psalm 72. Let them be ashamed and confounded that seek my soul. Let them be turned backward and put confusion and desire, the desire of my hurt, the desire of my hurt. So they desire your hurt, but they will pray for God, my brother and sister, to put them to shame. My brother and sister, I think it's we can pray for this, for those that are seeking our soul, those that want to vaccinate us, my brother and sister, the ones that should be vaccinated, for sure. Hallelujah. Psalm 71:10, for mine enemies speak against me, and they lie and wait for my soul to take counsel together. Remember when the Lord took me to, when the pulpit was being vaccinated, I saw demon, death and demon having like a meeting. They were gathered together having a meeting. And they were like taking, they were waiting and taking counsel to go against people's soul or to take people's souls. My brother and sister, they were planning and discussing how they were going to do it, how they were going to accomplish to place people, demon in those bodies. I know that this is hard for a lot of people to hear, but you want to hear the truth. And Jesus has spoken to me not to call it sugar anymore. Tell them how it is. Okay? Sugar call it anymore. Hallelujah. My brother and sister. Because a lot of people get hurt And we want to hold back from saying it so clear like we're saying, but the Lord says, spoke to me and said that if I don't speak it clear as he wants me to, I will have to give him an account. When I said on the Lord's Hour a couple of weeks ago that all the vaccinated will turn, I went back to the Lord repenting, and I said, Lord, I'm sorry for saying all the vaccinated. And the Lord says, you gave them my word, he says. My word you gave them. Okay? So it was for me not to feel bad, because I was telling the Lord, Lord, I don't want to confuse anyone. I don't want to be a tool to confuse anyone. No. Hold my tongue, Lord, from lying or deceiving. Keep my tongue from deceiving. But when he spoke to me that I had given him you his word, that then I proceed now with more peace to speak about these things, my brother and sister. Thank you, Lord. My bird that are behind me are very quiet. I was doing my Bible study. Sometimes we're talking to him. They're quiet. But I noticed that when I began to speak about these things, and they can fear the Lord, they can fear, my bird can fear the Lord, they begin to sing. They begin to praise. And they were quiet. They're usually quiet. I can record you on different occasions that we're here meeting, and they're so quiet. You don't hear nothing. But in the moment I'm sharing the word, it's like they don't want to be quiet anymore. And I felt it like a confirmation. My brother, that bird is not like that. She's not like that. They're usually quiet. Why is she doesn't really want to be quiet now? Because I felt she's confirming what I'm saying, that it is the word of the Lord. Psalm 109:20, let there be reward of mine adversary from the Lord of them that speak evil against my soul. Hallelujah. My brother and sister, they only want your soul. Nothing else. Nothing else, my brother and sister. Thank you, Lord. I noticed that earlier about my bird, because I was doing a short recording. And I was talking, and they were quiet. And the moment I used the word to speak, they both began to sing. I'm like, huh? My brother and sister. Then I got in my spirit. They were confirming the word. Praise you, Lord. Because before we moved to this house and the other place, we had them in the back room where people cannot hear them. Now they're closer to me. But I noticed in the other place that every time I share God's word, they can hear me speaking, and they will be singing throughout the preaching. If I will be talking normal conversation with someone, they'll be quiet. But if I'm speaking the word, they like it. They get excited, my brother and sister. Psalm 119:25, my soul cleave unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word. This is what the soul right now is cleaving to. Nothing but the dust. I saw this in hell. I'm reading things that I saw with my own eyes and spoke with these people. And I'm reading them in the word now. And now everything is in his word. Everything, my brother and sister. It's just so incredible. Psalm 122. Deliver my soul, O Lord, from the lying lip and from the deceitful tongue. This is another thing I saw. I saw demons lying to the people, deceiving them. Okay? Deceiving them. Did I read this in the word for me to know what they were doing? I have read the Bible several times, but never noticed it specifically that they were doing, it's in God's word. My brother and sister, they were speaking to these people, lying to them with lying tongue in hell. My soul, Psalm 126, my soul, how long dwell with him that hated peace? Deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lip and from deceitful tongue. Both things are happening in hell. So these went down through the Mycenae. They have to listen to lying demon, with lying tongue deceiving them, telling them. I heard one demon telling this young girl that I knew from the family that got vaccinated. Oh, you can have all these men that you want to be with them and be with them, like sleep with them, demon was telling her. Because she just wanted to be with one. And the demon was telling her, no, be with all of them. Yes, yes. You'll have this privilege here. Deceiving her soul. Lying to her. Because all that will cost her even more. My brother and sister. Can you reject their offer? Can you reject them lying to you, deceiving you in work? Yes, you can. Will they punish you for that? Yes, they will. But it's better to say no, because your hoping is in the Lord. Okay? Our hope is in the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In a few minutes, I'm going to play those audio so you can hear all the confirmation for this nation. Psalm 119:175. Let my soul live and shall praise thee. Let thy judgment help me. Only through judgment will these people be helped, my brother and sister. Only through the destruction will they have a chance, judgment. It is the only way when God judges the earth that they will have a chance. So when the great tribulation began, they'll begin all this evil. But when the Lord comes back with judgment and destruction, the soul that's been captive that will cry out to the Lord can deliver them. Let my soul live. They get a chance to live again. My brother and sister, and she praised thee. As I saw the young lady when she came back to normal again, to her body, and her mind was returned, she began to praise the Lord like King Nebuchadnezzar. When he was turned back into a human, what is the first thing he says? He began to praise God. Let my soul live and I will praise thee. Let thy judgment help me. The only thing that's going to help them to get out of where they are is judgment, believe it or not. Because the judgment of the Lord are righteous. Righteous are his judgment, the Bible says. And what will restore righteousness back to them. It will make them get a chance, my brother and sister. God is for us. Remember the Bible said he did not come to condemn us, but to save us. Even them being in that state, Jesus don't want to condemn them. He want to save them, my brother and sister. Okay? Thank you, Lord. If he wants to, he could, but he doesn't want to. Hallelujah. Isaiah 38:17. Behold, for peace I have great bitterness, but thou in love for my soul deliver from the pit of correction. Are you listening? From the pit of correction. For thou hast cast all my sin behind thy back. It's the only way. My brother, one says by his mercy. It's the only way. It's the only way that they can be saved. Hallelujah. It's, instead of peace, he says, he has bitterness. That's what they have in hell. Bitterness. Okay? I saw one saying, why do I got vaccinated? How did they deceive me this way? Okay? He was, and this one of the person that I told them not to be vaccinated. The God, I said to him that God told me that those that would take the vaccine will not be part of his kingdom. In front of him. But the Lord showed him down there wondering why that he got vaccinated. When I asked him why, he said, well, it's on my job. My boss asked me to, he says. But see, he didn't understand the consequence of it. Everybody thinks it's a simple vaccine. You take it, you'll be protected from the virus. Lies. It's never as that simple. It is never as that simple. When the children of Israel got taken to Babylon, when the outcome of them going down there down there, listening, down, was to worship the idols, the demon images that were made there, the god of Babylon's. Same thing they do down there. As the pastor wife saw in her dream, that those that she saw taken by sin were being made to worship the devil. Revelation 13, made to worship the image, the Antichrist. That's what the children of Israel did in Babylon when they were taken down during the king of Nebuchadnezzar's reign. Same series, same evil. Thing is, we have not lived through it. The children of Israel lived through it. They can testify what they went through. We have not. But now that our generation is going through it and they're being taken to the pit to worship fallen God, demons, now it made sense. Now it made sense. Wow, that's what they went through. There's nothing new under the sun. Psalm 116a, for thou hast delivered my soul from death, my eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. Only the Lord. Remember that. Only the Lord can keep us. Dead once your soul, you better be repenting daily and crying after the Lord. Okay? Mine eye from tears. There'll be a lot of crying. I just saw on the end of the Great Tribulation, sister hugging and crying. They were both crying like babies. Tears coming down the chin, crying aloud. Oh, my God. Thank you for bringing my sister back to normal. Huh? Well, people thought that after 2020, after the virus, life was going to go back to normal. There's no going back to normal. Actually, the second virus is around the corner. People are already seeing the virus, the second virus in dream that they don't even understand. People dropping. What did I share back in the early 2020 here in the Lord Tower about the second virus? That I saw this young lady in New York City, woman, who got the virus. Before she dropped to the floor, she was dead. That's the second virus. Much worse than the first coronavirus, COVID-19. My brother and sister, the elite are preparing for the second virus. I was telling my wife, how do they know there's a worse virus coming? Lest they're behind it. My brother and sister, lest they're behind the virus as the first virus. They're preparing for the worst now. Worst one. A second one. That before the body dropped to the floor, they're dead. My brother and sister. Hallelujah. Only the Lord. Psalm 116:4. I call upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, beseech thee, deliver my soul. Only the Lord can. Hallelujah. But those that have been vaccinated, Psalm 88:3, my soul is full of trouble. And my life draweth nigh to the grave. Every day that they've been vaccinated, as their soul has been removed, their soul is in trouble. And their body, life, draweth unto the grave. My brother and sister, it is sad. It is so sad. Now, those that are vaccinated are being buried. They're going to rise again. I saw a vision in the beginning of 2020. Those bodies that's been vaccinated, they're turning into these different ugly beasts, creature or things that sci-fi channel keep playing these spiders and these things program that they keep showing to people. These things are going to rise from the tomb on the earth of those that are being vaccinated. And they may not all look the same, but Sci-Fi Channel for years has been making movie about these creatures, this giant spider, giant this, giant that, you know, giant hornets. These things are going to rise out of these vaccinated. My brother and sister, it's incredible. It's so incredible. So, okay, I know a lot of people want to hear the confirmation from the audios. Let me play the audios, and you can hear the word from the Lord to a different prophet after Lord.
A couple of days ago, And I went into a vision, a deep, deep vision. Sometimes you feel like that you actually go to another place. Paul called them a trance. And sometimes the visions is so strong, it feels like you actually leave the world. And stuff like that can be so strong that you feel like it's a transformation, you know, something's going on. You know, Paul said that whether he was in the body or out of the body, he couldn't tell. And but I want to talk to you here. I began to leave my present body into a place, a realm of the spirit, a realm of the spirit world, into the heavenlies of heavens. I began to walk by a house that was well off the road, an old dirt road, where I looked up and across a meadow was rolling hills. And I began to hear a voice calling my name, Timothy, Timothy. The voice was soft, but at the same time sounded like thunder. The voice was coming from the old house out across the meadows. I began to walk my way down through the beautiful hills of this pasture. And I began to see a portal ahead of me. And as I got closer to the old home place, there was a large like window that I was looking into, but from a distance, you could not see the window. And like a portal, you was looking into a vision of time, a vision of something that was soon to happen, and also things that had already happened, already had come to pass. And as you looked out across this land, this valley, this rolling hills, you could see the old home place, the old house, out through a distance. But the more you begin to walk up close, there was a huge window of like a window of time that you stepped in through a portal into this place where the home was. The closer I walked to the old home place, I saw that I'd walked through this window to follow the sound of the voice that was calling me. And then I stepped into the place of the spirit, caught up into a vision that was so real and so powerful. Hallelujah. I then found the voice that was speaking to me and again said, come up here. I will show you a revelation, things of time and past times. All at once, we was in a different place, and it was the capital in Washington, D.C. I was inside the Capitol building, and there was some of the senators and the congresswomen, people and judges, all kinds of different people that was affiliated and worked in this time. But these people that I seen, they were chained with chains. Chained around their arms, chained to each other, chains. And I knew that it was a chain of bondage. Hallelujah. and there were spirits, like there were some kind of guards of Satan. They had come to claim and carry out about 70 dead bodies from Washington, D.C. They had come from the for the souls of the evil people that was there. And I looked, and there was a large angel standing near the exit doors. I asked, "What am I seeing?" He said, "You are seeing viral sickness that is upon the evil, that is upon the leaders of the Pentagon and America, the leaders of America and the leaders of the country. They are dead already," he said. Hallelujah. "They are dead already. They are being chained, for their reward will follow them, the life that they have chosen." I knew that there was a punishment that they had chose that fell in line with the scriptures, that you'll reap what you sow. That if you plant bad, you're going to get bad. If you plant good, you're going to reap good. There is a price to pay. There's a price that people are paying right now for the things that they've done on the election. Hallelujah. And the time has come. This angel, as he began to speak to me and tell me that there was a viral sickness that is upon the evil leaders, the Pentagon in America. But he stressed out that the leaders in America and the Pentagon, they were selling us out. Just pure selling us out. Had already sold us out. But the time, he said, "The time has come. I will close the door for them to repent. They would not take heed to my counsel. They refused to hear me and turned a deaf ear to my words." Things was happening, strange things was going on to these people. Sicknesses was, they was coming down with sicknesses that was killing them. The sicknesses was bringing death on many. Some of them was committing suicide. A spirit had come down inside the Capitol, inside the White House. And it was a spirit of Satan that had come upon the evil. The Lord had allowed Satan to come and to destroy these evil people because they had chosen evil over good. They had chosen a time over the good things that we could have had. But they refused to hear the Lord's counsel. They refused to hear his word. You know, so the scripture says in one place that he would turn them over to a reprobate mind to believe a lie and be damned. And we are in the time right now that God is going to reign down on the good, and he's going to rain on the bad. And we are things as they begin to happen, I begin to see that all this was going on, deaths and suicide and different kinds of things. I began to see how the Lord's plan was to shake the world one more time before the end comes. There was some kind of judge I saw that had authority. And his authority was even above the Supreme Court. And I knew that this judge had come to restore or make known actually what had happened in this past year. The stealing of things like it had happened. And he come and he, in the dream I saw how that he reinstated some things and different, he declared some things that was false, fraudulent, bogus. And it began to overturn things at his word. I did not know exactly who it was. It did not say, but there was a presence of some sort of military power that this man had. But what was strange was this particular man had been given an authority out of the other people that was over him that was evil. God began to take them and expose them. And this somehow through what I was seeing, these higher up generals was being exposed of the things they had done and being reprimanded. And they were no longer the high-ranking officers. It was being given to someone else. And as you begin to watch this and see this, Donald Trump, in my dream, they had briefed him, talked to him, and told him that he had won the election, that it was stolen from him, and they were going to make it right. And I know that we're at a time right now that people have grown weary. I know people has grown very, very weary in things that you're hearing. But I'm telling you today, there is something that has taken place inside this world. There is something that has taken place inside the spirit realm that is warring back the strongholds that has holding over our country. There are strongholds that's holding over our country. Do you hear me? Strongholds, demonic powers that the Lord is breaking by his spirit, by his power, by the word of the Lord. And I know we're living in a day right now that the church and most of the world has never beheld such power and such authority that the Lord is giving to the church right now and to his people, the prophets and apostles and the fivefold ministry. But for a long time, we have not had a word. We have not had a vision for the church. We've not had an eye. And now that we do, a lot of the people is fighting fighting the very vision of what the Lord is telling to the people, telling to the church, and things that is coming to pass. I mean, things that is coming to pass, things that's real. And we are in that hour right now that a divine touch of the Lord is coming across the world. And he is fixing right now, working on the order and put in the one that was wanted anyway, and the world's lied because of the cover up of all the wealth and the crookedness. But God's got the numbers. God's got their numbers, and we are. We are living in a time now that it's going to take every one of us believing. It's going to take every one of us our faith. We're going to have to stand and believe the Lord. We're going to have to stand together and believe the Lord. We're going to have to pray together and believe the Lord. It's time for us to hold on and not back down, not let the devil take our faith and take away our hope from us. And we'll see the very miracles and the acts of God that's coming to pass right now. But the Lord told me that that he's moving on people right now. He's moving on situations. The Lord is moving on hearts, moving on people. And he's been moving on people for some time. And to President Trump, I want to say, sir, that I know you're tired. And I know that you've been hurt and let down tremendously by the people that were supposed to be standing with you. But tonight, sir, I say a prayer and I prophesy to your heart. Stand up in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, stand up and enter into the place that is yours. It is yours. In Jesus' holy name, it is yours. I saw how that you're tired, sir. You was weary from the beginning. After you was done like you was done, you thought that no one cared. The very people that you trusted turned on you, like much like Jesus. He said the people that ate with him has lifted up their heels against him. The people that he was traveled with every day nailed him to a cross. And that is much like what has happened. But God is going to stand up and give you strength, sir. He's going to give you a supernatural power by his Spirit, because it is the day of revival. We've not got time to wait on other people. We've not got time to wait on someone else to be raised up or taught or put in a position to help us. We are in the day and the hour right now of the great resurrection of Jesus' word. And you, sir, are the one that's going to carry this honor, because you're chosen by the Lord and he's fixing to help you. We love you. Appreciate you. You are the one that we elected. And in the name of Jesus, Lord, I come to you tonight. By the power of the cross of Calvary, we speak your word. I speak your word, Lord, to the how, to the hills, to the mountains and the streams. Prophesy and turn around in Jesus' name. All the evil that's against this land, revival shall spring forth, saith the Lord. I shall do a new thing in the earth, saith the Lord. And none shall be able to hinder the power and the process that I am taking place right now. For I've given you revival in the past, and I will cause this revival to spring forth now like never before. For the day of harvest has come. Lift up your eyes, for the day of harvest is come. Lift up your hands, lift up your voices, lift up your eyes to the hills from whence comes your help. Because your help comes from me. From me, saith the Lord. I shall bring to pass that in a day. You shall cause, your eyes shall be lifted upon the greatest move. And I will cause a strangeness in the sun. And the sun shall be dimmed, saith the Lord. Shall be dimmed. For this is the hour of great visitation. This is the hour of great visitation. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hi, brothers and sisters. I'm coming to you with an urgent message of something that I literally ran to, you know, just kind of get dressed really quick as fast as I could so I could come into this video. Unfortunately, I let a lot of my insecurities keep me from being on the video, just kind of like Moses was, how he stuttered. You know, I have my own insecurities and you know, the enemy just really wants to keep me in a state of just, like, unworthiness. So I just put all that aside today. I have, like, 5 visions to give. I can't give them all at once because they're so detailed, and you need to know the details. But I wanted to share with you how God showed me just, like, the bigger picture right now of everything that's going on. I saw famine. I saw basically the beginning of the end. And I've seen this more than once, but this was a little bit, this was different. I haven't seen this in such a long time. I haven't had a rapture vision in such a long time, but this is like not the rapture in the tribulation. This was like leading up to it. It's going to get uncomfortable. It is not going to be an easy ride. And that's why when, you know, I hear people talking about, oh, your husband's coming, you know, or like prophesying your husband's coming. And I'm like, I think right now, you know, God wants to just prepare us so much as the church to be ready for not a physical marriage of unity, but a spiritual marriage of unity with him. And, you know, so seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. And wherever your heart is, there your treasure lies as well. Sorry, my dog, she's just needy. It's 5 a.m. in the morning, and I never, ever wake up this early. If you know me, that's not how I am. She must hear my voice and hear how frazzled I am. Okay, so the bigger picture is that America is going to go into a civil war. We, not only have we been sold out to Russia and China, which I didn't realize when I had posted that I saw missile bombs and everything, and I had prophesied that it was going to happen. I don't know if that video is still up. I kind of got embarrassed, so I took some things down, and then I'm like, man, God was speaking, like, at that moment. That was such a real vision. And I thought that it was going to be an actual war, but it was more of a cold war from China and a cold war from Russia. So of things infiltrating, I mean, TikTok is owned by China. Facebook is now Meta. Okay. So it's going to come down to a civil war. My last video that I posted was about, My last video that I posted was about the fact that God wanted to release us from bondage. That's how he feels about Israel. That's what he's doing. He's releasing us from any Egyptian bondage. He releases from Egyptian mindsets. You know, it says in the Bible that you cannot serve two masters. You know, sin becomes some people's master, and then God wants to set us free from that sin, whether it's addiction or it's opiates or alcoholism, a bad, toxic, addictive relationship where the person is not filled with God's Spirit and they're just, you know, abusing and using, you know. That is a satanic ploy to keep you in bondage so that you never come into the full knowledge of who Christ is. And at this point, God needs us free financially, physically, emotionally, mentally, psychologically, free of addiction, free of poverty. Poverty is an actual, poverty is a snare, so that's a bondage as well. So I'm just kind of like breaking down the last vision that I gave so that you can kind of understand where God's heart is on this, is that he loves us and he does want to set us free. That's what he wants. Stomach's gurgling. But we've been tested. We've been tried. We've been walking through the valley of the shadow of death. Our faith has been tested. And God told me that previous season prior was a season of faith being tested. And then getting freedom from the sin, freedom from slavery, freedom from bondage, any sort of bondage. You know, say your husband's cheating on you, then that's a bondage, you know. I just pray for everyone's hearts to heal, because even depression can be a bondage, and I've experienced that too, where I felt like I couldn't lift my head at all. Sickness is a bondage. Being sick is a bondage. So anyways, it goes on and on, but God wants to set us free. And who was responsible for keeping us in bondage? That was Satan. Jesus says that he came to set the captives free. He came to set the captives free. He came that we might have abundant life. The devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but God comes that we might have abundant life. Talking fast because I have to speak to get out as much as possible. Okay, so that's God's desire for you, is for you to be free, because he needs to use you in this next season. He's preparing you for what's to come. What's going to come is that, oh my gosh, I just kind of had a vision right now of like a tree with apples on it, and like the apples falling off, like God's going to shake things up, and it's the season. We are in the season of what could possibly be the rapture, but leading up to that point, it's not going to be good. We're fighting for our rights as a Christian nation right now. The enemy wants to come in, and he wants to have the tribulation already. He wants to have famine already. He wants to have the Antichrist spirit is out there. Speaking of America, we are a Christian nation. We are fighting for our roots as a Christian nation. And this is the second, God is saying the second civil war. And it's beginning to look like the tactics used in the Second World War is it's going to be used by the enemy. So keep an eye out for that. So that's like six visions that I've had, because that's another one that I have. Oh gosh. Okay. So God has to have us free so that we can prepare, so that we can be useful for his kingdom to come from heaven onto earth for his glory. And for salvation of souls, for people to be set free. And we are fighting for our roots as a Christian nation. We are going to win, but it is going to be a battle. So be there for the long haul. Understand that this might be a little bit longer than you know, it's not overnight. It's not an overnight success. It's not an overnight battle. It's going to take faith. Because imagine if George Washington lost faith. He lost almost every single battle before he won a battle, which was probably like the biggest battle in it, like won the war. I don't remember exactly, but he wasn't well liked or respected by people in his own company. You know, Benedict Arnold, you know, turned him over to the Redcoats and tried to slaughter an entire army because of what he knew. He was an actual spy. So he, I don't know, just if you ever get a chance to like research some of that, it's really interesting. But George Washington was a Christian and a praying man. And he did have a vision about America. So look into that. Take a look into that. I need to take a deep breath and tell you about the vision that I just had, because it's fresh on my mind. But bottom line, he needs us free so that we can be useful in these battles, because it's going to become a physical thing. Okay? Notice how right now we are having the shipping wars, basically, going on in ports of California where people can't get the things that they need. Now, and then we're having, you know, an onslaught of just people in the Mexican-American border. And they're being sent by the, what are they called? A Mexican gang. And what they do is they bring all the women and children, and that's why people are so confused. They're like, but that's women and children, or that's a family, blah, blah, blah. They are sending thousands of people at the border to congest the border, to infiltrate the border, and that's not the problem. The problem is that they are a diversion tactic so that the, whatever you call it, the Mexican mafia, I don't remember what they're called exactly. It's like blanking out of my mind. I know what they're called. I just forgot. They go through another area, like through the middle of the desert, with all their drug mules, with all their sex trafficking, back and forth. So it's just a diversion tactic. So they're infiltrating our own government, our own America, and it's like we're being sold to, piece by piece, we're being sold off, you know, like the enemy just, that is in these people. And we have to realize that's really what they're doing. They want to take down the foundations of America. They want to take down the Second Amendment, the First Amendment, you know, our Christian roots, the fact that we are not a free love, you know, love is love, you know, pedophiles and no, not. We are the first Christian nation, and wherever the Spirit of God is, there's freedom and there's truth. Now my dog wants out, so I have to hold on. 1 second. Wherever the Spirit of God is, that there is liberty and that there is freedom. And I just think of how God said, Jesus said to the people, you know, I wish that you would prosper even as your soul prospers. So God sees it as a whole. You know, he doesn't just say, oh, you know, you can just rot in jail. Sometimes that's okay. Sometimes, I mean, Paul wrote a lot of the Bible behind bars. That's not always God's will. Sometimes he's like, hey, you're my foot soldier, you know. I need you on the ground, you know, and not just praying, but actually being resourceful. So I saw it as supplies, supply shortages, and mainly food. And I saw people dying of radiation and cancer. So hold on while I open the door again for my dog. 1 second. Okay. She was hungry. She usually doesn't eat till like 8 or 9 a.m. in the morning. Okay. So if you ever watch a Civil War movie, they focus a lot on food. Like, food is a huge thing. People will choose side for who has food. Choose sides over who has food. So in my dream, I'll just get into it right now. And this is one other thing that God told me, like, start planting plants. Start being self-sufficient. I have done a lot of prepping, I guess you could say, like a solar generator and other things like that. So I'll get into that another time. Right now, I'm just going to make this about this vision that I just saw right now, which is so extremely urgent because it gives a bigger picture. And I've seen so many visions of the flag over the American flag, the current American flag being placed over a map of America and the people just holding on to it and just being united. And it was just beautiful. You know, we the people came here for religious freedom to begin with and, you know, had suffered a lot from at the hands of tyranny. So that's why our Constitution was made, because you take those rights away and it becomes tyrannical. People abuse their power. And that's unfortunate that people trust the government that much to actually think that they're on our side when you have to have the right to defend yourself even against your own government, possibly. And that is why that right is being so fought after right now. The number one thing that people were concerned about, which I would have suspected it would have been water, but the number one thing people were concerned about in my vision was... was food and cancer and radiation. So the dream starts out, I am in some sort of library, and there's, I guess this part is irrelevant because it's a fight between me and my ex-husband, legal grounds to leave, obviously, due to adultery and other things. Like having to be defensive because I have to. But anyways, So I don't really think that that is relevant except for the fact that I got free from the past abuse. So I got free, and the library is like the resources of God's knowledge. And I'm like fighting to get it, you know? So the first thing that I remember in my dream is being with other women and being told that stay out of the sun. You're going to be sensitive to radiation. And I remember we needed something, and I had to go through the sun, and I was like, I've got a path. But as time goes on, when you're walking, and the path changes, you know, the shade comes, and so, I mean, the shade, or whatever, it just seemed like I was walking it. I just felt like that sun is so stupid right now. I'm going to post this regardless of how difficult this is to get out, because there were so many metaphors in the dream, but the main thing is that we would go to get things, and we would underestimate the word of warning. And the word of warning was, stay out of the sun. You're going to be very sensitive to radiation. And not all of us would live after a little bit of radiation. That's the scary part. And the people that knew that they were going to die would kind of shield the other people with their bodies. And they knew that they were going to die, so that's what they did. But the main thing was having to go out and get resources like food or water and come back to our little place of where we felt safe. So you'd get to the end of your rations or, you know, a little group of people, and you would tell yourself, wow, okay, so we're going to die unless we get food, you know. So they send someone out, and we underestimated. So I have to wonder what would cause such a sensitivity to the light, such a sensitivity to the sun. If the ozone barrier is taken out by, let's say, what is it? Not Yosemite, Kaipa, but some sort of volcano that's going to go off, that God told me that it's going to go off, and I keep on getting the name wrong, but it was a few months ago, and God told me that it's going to go off. Yellowstone. If it does go off, that is going to throw the entire world off. Whatever resources are left is what we will have, and it will take years and years and years to get back. So, so we would go out and get resources, and we would get sick just from the sun. And that's if the ozone layer is taken away because of a volcanic eruption that goes off into the sky, rockets off into space. If you research it, that is one of the things that was just off the top of my mind that would happen. And there would not be any extra resource. Nothing would be able to grow in that kind of situation. So a solar generator is kind of useless. I don't know. Who knows? We might not need a solar generator, but get one anyways. So the sickness would feel just a few seconds of nausea. Start to feel nauseous. And you would know that was radiation. And if someone felt themselves getting very sick, because we would go by twos, then the other person would shield the person that was remaining. And that's the really sad thing. And usually the sick people would go out and get the food and come back because they didn't have long to live anyways. So it felt like I experienced it. So that's why I'm just very like, oh my gosh. Like I remember we had to go out and find resources of sunscreen because we were thinking about sunscreen. So that was the first thing we thought. We said, well, we'll see if anything is left. And, you know, while we did that, we suffered just minor radiation. The other girl suffered more radiation than myself. We literally grabbed like a rug off the floor and just decided to cover ourselves and just wait, you know. So that was, you know, it seems like, well, it would be smarter to go out at night. It's possible that people would not want to go out at night and forage for food. I mean, not in the wilderness, but forage for canned goods and dried beans or whatever, because it's dangerous at night. Like, it's common sense. More bad things happen at night, and especially as a woman. So we were going two by twos as women. And it was me and another woman, and we totally underestimated the power of the sun and the radiation that we experienced, and we couldn't get to the sunscreen. We had to stop. I'm thinking, you know, the parable or the allegory, the metaphor that God used was there was a door right behind us, and we couldn't even get to it. But on the floor was a mat, and that we just were able to crouch down next to kind of like a wall, like a shallow wall, and kind of like hug that wall and at the same time have that thing, and we were just like, I remember thinking, even my clothing attire is not prepared for this sort of radiation. It felt so flimsy and thin, and yeah, my room's a mess. But I'm hearing my dog like scratching at the door again, so it's like, she hears me talking, and she's like, what are you talking about? I don't know. So I can't concentrate until I get her now. Hold on. Okay. So, yeah. So we were, the main two things that were of big, big concern was the, and water wasn't even a concern. So I'm wondering if, but that, I mean, that goes hand in hand. Food and water goes hand in hand. You know, you have to survive off food and water. And so people within the camp, you know, were either, you know, sometimes getting raped, or women felt like they were going to get raped, didn't even feel safe within the camp. But we were strong enough to fight for ourselves and forgive. And at one point, I saw a man, a black man, and he was talking. And he was just, I could read his lips. And I remember thinking, oh, my God, I'm reading his lips. And he's saying, we were fighting against each other, and now we have nothing. And that was really sad. I remember thinking that, we were pit against each other. We were just pawns, both of us, Republicans and Democrats. We were just pawns against each other because the enemy wants us divided so that we do not stand together. And really, we were in a compound as Christians. It wasn't like Republicans or Democrats. It was just Christians. And so that's why he was able to, I'm sure, express that. And people were trying to steal just anything that would give them comfort. Like, you know, you leave your whole life behind, and the one thing you see is maybe, like, a ring, something pretty that a girl has on her hand that reminds her of her family or something like that. And I remember that when we would go out of the compound, we would go as twos, and we would be warned, or we would go as a group. There was one guy that was dying of cancer. There was me that was probably going to die of cancer, and I was willing to sacrifice my life knowing that I would probably die because I had already gone out more than once and been exposed to radiation, and the person shielded me with their body. But there was more than one of us on this occasion, and it was the end, and that's something that just popped in my head. We were told that we needed a passport to go across the border. And he was saying that he had been divorced and that he couldn't get his papers to be able to get his passport to go across some sort of border. And I was told how dangerous it was, and I was willing to accept that danger and accept that risk and serve, you know, as unto the Lord to go and get the resources that people needed. My ring was actually something that people wanted to steal from me. And it was the one thing that I didn't want to give up because this was between me and the Lord that Jesus gave me this ring, you know? And so we had just exited the very door of the compound, which was just a house. And it was the three of us. And I'm even getting sick thinking about it because I remember the feeling. And a gang comes up. We see them from far off. And not necessarily like thugs where they have guns and knives and things like that, which I'm sure they did, but we just decided to just do whatever they wanted and just get it over with and then move on. And because if we were compliant, then they wouldn't kill us. And we were thinking, okay, we have to survive. We haven't even gotten the food yet. Or just in my head, it was just like survive, survive, survive. They ransacked us like pirates. And I remember telling them, don't you believe in God? Like, I didn't say, don't you believe in God, but I said, well, I believe in God. I believe that God's in control, and, like, I love God. I just love God, and I'm doing this for God. And they go, God, are you serious? In this day and age, with all this, how this is going on, you believe in God still? And I just remember being like, and I knew that they were going to steal my ring, and I saw them from far off, and I was like, I didn't have the time to bury it or anything. So I guess, but even people within the compound who were Christians did steal my ring. Not women. It was men for some reason. And it was perceived value, or just like maybe something just like made them feel like they won something, or I don't know. It's also kind of a metaphor for a woman's purity and like just like raping her too. It's like taking something that's special to me, like I'm God's jewel, and taking that from me is like something precious to me, but we're God's jewels. So I just thought that might be a metaphor for rape. And I remember just thinking, oh my gosh, can't even hide it. Nothing can't bury it. And that was the last of it. That was the last of the, oh, and the other thing was we had to get money in order to buy food. So it was like, if you know about Venezuela, like, you had to, like, buy money to, like, then be able to buy food. So there'd be two different trades going on, two transactions. And it was cash. So it wasn't gold, silver, Bitcoin. It was literally just cash. And we needed, I believe we needed, like, $30 or $40. And none of that was stolen from us. Like, I think that they knew that we had to survive. And I had, like, a mat protecting my body. And the guy goes, give me that. And he takes it right off of me. He takes my something that would protect me. Stop. And takes it and says, I need this for my dog. My eyes are twitching now. He goes, I need this for my dog. And I'm just like, your dog? Like, isn't that selfish? Like, and I was thinking in my head, like, so you're not even, you're not just trying to cover your dog. You're also trying to feed your dog and give your dog water. And those are resources that could be used for people. Like, and I love my dog. So if you know me, like, you know how hard it would be for me to be in a situation. But I was just thinking, that's person, that is food that could go towards a person. You're the cause of someone dying because they didn't get that amount of food. And, so yeah, food was the biggest issue, and then radiation. So, and there was one guy there, he was also black, and his name was Reggie, and I think I already said that, but I didn't say his name. His name was Reggie, and he was already dying of cancer, and I was trying to say goodbye to him, and I was just, he was my brother, I just had brotherly love, and I was just like, oh, brother, like, you're going to go soon. He's like, I know, and it was just sad, because when life is cut short, you just wish the person was there to stay for longer. Just stop. Please stop. Wish that the person was able to stay for longer and just, and help and be a light and, you know, comfort one another in brotherly love. And so that was a thing. And the pirates, at the very end of it all, I remember his teeth were falling out. And I remember thinking, wow, your teeth are so straight, but your teeth are falling out. So I'm thinking malnourishment, possibly. But I know that there's also a symbol, a meaning of a symbol for teeth falling out. So I'll try to look that up right now. Well, as soon as I tried to look it up and try to figure out what it meant to have teeth falling out, I found out that it means... that it means lack of wisdom or understanding. He had such straight teeth, but they were all falling out, and they were just didn't even hurt or anything. Something just popped in my head, another part of the dream. Okay, so the other part of the dream, there was a girl, and it was very vivid. This was the very first part of the dream. Gosh. Okay, it keeps on, like, pausing on me. So the very first part of the dream was this, it was almost like as if we were spies. And this was at the very, very beginning. She was going to go across from California to, like, Arizona or Texas, and she had kind of reddish hair, just very, I don't know, she's white, and she had reddish hair, and we sent her across the state line to do something. I don't remember exactly what, but I remember that she was, like, a daughter of a police officer or something like that, and that she went to go help on the border, something like that. Oh, God. Help me remember. Okay, so now I remember a little bit. So at the end of my vision, actually, it was more of a dream, and it was very vivid. The person who was, like, the pirate who was stealing from us Christians who were trying to get resources, which were food, water, mainly food, his teeth were falling out, and I discovered that to mean that they lack wisdom. They lost all of their wisdom. I looked it up on John Paul Jackson's dream site, and that's what it says. So I just thought that was interesting. And it was just coming right out, just, like, no problem. And they also had no fear of God. Like, I mentioned, like, don't you believe in God? Like, I love God. Like, I'm, you know, I still have faith. Like, I still believe that God loves us. You know, God doesn't leave us. And he goes, huh, you think of God? Like, you really? Like, look at this place, you know. And there was one guy that was trailing behind, and he said, don't trust the people who, some of the people that trade food. Sorry, my video keeps on lagging, which I'm like, how is that even possible? Don't trust the people who trade food. He had a card, and it said he was looking for Virgo, and it was like food trader and looking for Virgo. And he was like, see this card? Like, this is so obvious. Someone who is an enemy that is looking for this person. He just put a spot on me. And I was, then we got robbed and everything by the same people. And then he trailed behind a little bit, and he said, I would go with you, but I'm already with them. And I already know how to do everything you're doing, but they have something that I need. So it was kind of like understanding that there needed to be some sort of a trade. And I remember thinking, well, whatever they're doing, we need to learn how to do that. So, like, maybe some people are good at hunting, and so that's going to be their trade that they do. Like, they're good at hunting. And another group already has, like, all the dehydrated foods and, like, the canned goods and everything. And another group might be really good at medical supplies. But people are, when they're in a survival situation and they're not born again, they see it as me against you. Either me or you, one of us is going to die, and it's not going to be me. Whereas a Christian is like just trusting in God, and serving God and self-sacrificing, because that's what Christ did for us. And we see the longevity of it all. Like, if I save myself, but then an entire family dies, I would rather share the gospel with them and then be able to live, you know. And so that was interesting, just understanding that there needed to be more knowledge so that we could not be so dependent and also be an asset to someone who already knew or already had what we had, that we would be able to, you know, maybe someone's good at mechanics, you know, and other people or good at electrical wiring or has a greenhouse or something like that. But it was mostly like a knowledge thing. It wasn't really like a stored up foods. It was more of a knowledge that would be a trade and a barter, I guess you could say. So some people are better at hunting and some people are better at fishing. And, you know, if there's nothing to hunt and only food in the river, then there's nothing that, you know, doesn't, sorry, shaking this video. It doesn't help. So, and then, that's why women are kind of a vulnerable target, just because a lot of us don't even know how to shoot a gun. So that's pretty basic self-defense, you know, that we're just not valued to have, you know, and that the monetary was not gold or silver or Bitcoin. I noticed that it was actual cash, but we had to give something to get that cash. And then we could take that cash and go get something that we needed, which was food. So what was the other thing I was going to tell you? Let me think. Hold on. Yes, the passports. So, okay. So before it got really, really, really bad, you had to be part of a certain party to be going across the state line or something like that. I knew that there was a boundary and that you couldn't go across. So we kind of had to have spies. You know, we kind of had to have, like, people go across the state line and do an assignment, which I wasn't told what the assignment was, but there was a girl, she was brave, she was trained in, and she was the daughter of a cop, and she was trained in, you know, athletic field and a, you know, guns, like she was trained in self-defense. So she volunteered, and she was honestly the perfect person and the only person that could actually do this. So she goes into a car, and she was also rich and affluent, so she used her affluence and, you know, to get to where she needed to be. But unfortunately, so she's going, this is, I don't understand the meaning of this, but this is what I'm going to tell you, is that she didn't take a freeway, she took a mountain road, and it had something to do with Mexico and had something to do with another state and not being able to get to that state. So borders was kind of an interesting thing, and going through maybe going through the mountains. It was kind of interesting. And she thought it was safer. And she actually had a driver. She had a car that was all black, tinted windows. It was like a windy road. It wasn't a main highway or anything. And she was followed. And it was like 20 deep of cars. And she was killed. But I assume that she completed her task because people actually paid homage to her and were just like, thank you, you know, for what you did. But none of her affluence could save her against a tyrannical society. That was interesting and also kind of sad. And just women wanting to be more like her after that, just kind of being like a role model of strength. And just wanting to think like her, wanting to be like her, and just wanting to be strong. So yeah, it's just gonna get worse before it gets better. And by the time that we realize what's really going on, which is a nation divided, cannot stand, we're not gonna have anything left. So if you want to be useful to the kingdom of God, we need to not only get free, but begin putting things away, begin preparing for such a time as this, because this is going to be a real time of testing and faith, and where even if we have to, you know, love God unto death, you know, share the gospel unto death, or get resources and eventually, you know, die because of, you know, exposure to the sun and radiation. If the volcano explodes, that is going to destroy our ecosystem. It's going to destroy the ozone layer, the thing that protects us from the radiation of the sun. So it's going to be very interesting soon, very soon. And I've heard from Jesus saying, I'm coming soon. And that's why I believe that he wants us to be, obviously he wants everyone to be pure and innocent, but even more so now. It's like, you know, in the times of Noah, people were eating and drinking and they're just lollygagging, not even paying attention. And God's like, no, look at me, get in the ark, you know? And it's not a time for, and if, you know, it's okay to start a business. It's okay to do that as long as your heart is with the Lord and you're putting Jesus first and you're seeing the bigger picture and realizing, you know, this is temporary. But God wants to set you up to be able to have the kingdom resources to be able to start setting aside money, like cash, to start setting aside food. And, you know, time is money. So when you're just busting your butt 24 hours a day, or I'd say like maybe like I did in the past, like 12 hours a day, and then watching a kid for 6 hours a day, that is like it drains. You can't even think about how you can prepare. You don't even have an inch of a measure of strength left for that. And so God understands that, and that's why he wants us free. Like, how much more are we going to be useful to God when we are financially, emotionally, spiritually, psychologically, everything free? He wants us to labor in his fields, not in fields made by man. So that's concerning. And I've heard people say, this is also concerning, is when people are Christian and they say, oh, God will provide. Oh, God will provide. You know, oh, God will protect us. Everything will be okay. And it's like, okay, well, you know, Joseph was told to save, what was he told? He was told to save, told everyone to save 20% of their crops and put them away for the entire nation. If people are in unity, there is so much more that can be done when they just listen to, you know, their leadership and follow those directions. Whereas people who, when we're divided against each other and we're like, oh no, God told me everything's going to be fine. Okay, well, you know, you can't eat air, you know, prayer, you know, God wants us to be wise. And it says that the wise servant prepares their oil, has extra oil. The wise virgin bride has extra oil. The aunt prepares during summer, during harvest, prepares for winter. So that's wisdom. It's always wisdom to be prepared, and especially now there's a serious, serious warning. We're not in a day and age where the tree has not ripened, if you get what I'm saying. Like, this is the season for the birth pains. So please, please, please take this word seriously and begin preparing in whatever way that you need to prepare. Like, for example, I got 5 55-gallon tubs of water. And I have tons of dry food and canned food, which I don't think would last me any longer than 2 weeks. I used to think it was crazy for people to prepare food for years, but now I'm seeing that that's extremely smart. And now we're seeing that we're going to need sunscreen. We're going to need appropriate clothing. Obviously, we're going to need Bibles and water. And whatever you have that you are trained in, try to excel at. And like, for example, like if you have children, you might want to get them to like Boy Scouts or the Young Eagle Marines, something of that nature. Buy a gun, a generator, solar generator, having multiple backups of something. Like I have a cooler that can plug in and it plugs into my solar generator. So learning how to cook outside with, literally you can cook with a solar, it's called a solar cooker, but all you have to do is just get a pot and aluminum foil and a glass, a clear glass. And if you magnify the sun onto the glass, and the food underneath will cook underneath the sun. So, but if you don't have food, what are you going to cook? You can't eat dirt. You can't eat dirt. You can't eat clothes. You can't eat makeup. You know, that seemed to be the most extreme important resource to have. So, I don't know how long God is going to have us go through this, but I don't think that God is telling us because he's kidding. I think that it's going to come to pass. So I'll talk to you guys soon. I have more visions to share. I had a vision years ago about the coronavirus that I've never shared about the vaccine, but if you're thinking about getting the vaccine, do not get it. It is literally in the dream, it was literally an experiment. It was Nazi Germany. I don't even want to describe it right now, but people were getting autoimmune diseases after it. And because there have been no long-term studies, we don't know what effects it's going to have. And people had autoimmune disease afterwards of all kinds. Go on. And got very sick. Sorry. Some people did get very sick and die. Some people just got a little bit sick. So yeah, that's another way that the enemy chose to take our strength is just to try to weaken us, weaken our immune system, or try to make us sick so that we're not able to fight back. So God bless everybody.
Hello again, and welcome to the Master's Voice. I am Celestial, and you're welcome to this channel. I have two very important prophetic words, and you can find them on Rumble, BitChute, and Brightian. The links have been provided below, so if this is a prophecy that is not being presented in full, then you already know the reason why. You probably already know the topic is sensitive and it needs to be discussed in full. The Lord is giving me very severe warnings for the nation of America, and I have already stated in many of my videos that nothing will be taken away from these prophetic words. I will not dumb them down. I will not make them softer. And so in order to be true to the prophecies that I receive, sometimes I will simply have to take them offline. You will have to go to these other platforms, do a little extra work, and access them off this platform, because there's just no way that I can present them in their entirety if I have to soften them and continue to use different code methodology and things like that. I would like to let everyone know that these are serious times. These are important times. These are times for us to tighten the belt in terms of our spiritual consumption, in terms of our spiritual diet. You are going to have to come to a place where you realize that juvenile faith is not going to cut it. I have said on this channel that the times that are coming are going to challenge the nation. The Lord was speaking to me today and telling me that America is going to reel like a drunken man, a man who has sustained many blows to the body. Do you know what it is to see a drunken person staggering in the street? You know that his senses are already impaired. You know that his vision is already dull. And as you watch him, if you are a wise person, you already know that it is highly unlikely that he's going to get home in one piece. He is an easy prey for robbers because he's drunk and he's not in his right mind. He could easily stagger out into traffic and be run over, and it would really be his own fault. So when the Lord says that America is going to stagger like a drunken man, I already know that God is telling me that the months ahead are not going to be fun ones. So this is the Master's Voice. I am Celestial. I ask you to like and share these videos. The shorter videos are definitely going to link to things that I think your family members and your friends are going to want to hear. And there I can speak freely. It is not easy content, but then again, these are prophetic times. This is a prophetic channel, and nobody should come here expecting fluff. You won't find any. You won't find any corn syrup. You won't find any sugar. You won't find any compromise. And it is simply that you will be able to come up to the level of hearing what God is saying and realize that if your faith is jacked up, it's time for you to take it to the shop and give it a complete refurbishment. It's either that you will realize this and start to let go of some of the fantasies that we have in Christianity, or it will be very difficult for you to remain here. And those choices are, of course, with you. So like and share these videos. I'm trying to get these videos moved up, even the tiny short ones. I'm trying to get them moved up in the algorithm so that more people become aware. I've seen that more and more new people are coming, and I have to say all glory and grace to God, because I just do not have time to advertise this channel. There's no time. So whoever comes here, understand that God has brought you here divinely, sovereignly. It is his love for you and his desire for you to know that there is far more afoot, not only in the nation of America, but internationally, than you could possibly dream. Wake up, O sleeper. The day is far spent, and the night cometh when no man can work. Thank you so much for being a part of the Master's Voice. Thank you for supporting this channel. The Lord bless you. And I will now move on to making the second video and then the short advert for the second video. God bless you. And until I see you again, goodbye. Hello again, and welcome to the Master's Voice. This is Celestial with the Master's Voice. This is part two of the prophecies. They will die. We need to be sober-minded as we listen to these prophetic words. I think that they are great and long-ranging considerations that many of us are not taking into account as we hear the prophetic words. I think just by virtue of being human, it's hard to put things that are happening now into long-range perspective. It's very hard to think about the things that are coming after now, I think, because now is so overwhelming. Now is so scary that, as I share in the video you're going to watch when you click from this one, we think that what we're going through now is the worst. And I have to tell you, I have to be honest with you, that you really need to be like a person who's pulling all their resources into the inner space and really strengthening yourself in the Lord. We are called to strengthen ourselves in the Lord. And so if you think that the current situation that is happening globally is the worst that it will get, if you really think that this is Satan shooting his best shot, then no intention of plugging the enemy, but you really don't understand the deeper warnings that are in scripture. When the Lord is talking about a dragon and you're thinking that he's talking about China, you couldn't be more wrong. He's talking about a literal physical dragon that will bring its literal physical claws upon this literal physical earth. And not only is it going to come, but if you're a student of scripture, you basically know the Bible says the devil fell with one third of the angels. This is not one third of the fat, naked babies in the Catholic paintings. This is one third of every class of angels. And believe me, the classes start from looking like man and they go up into some pretty interesting shape. You read about the cherubim. The cherubim are not the fat naked baby with the strategically placed cloth and the bow and arrow that's supposed to be in charge of love. The cherubim are actually four-faced angels. I think it's the ox, the eagle, the man, and the lion, four-faced with multiple wings, and they make a terrible sound as they move around. And then there's the seraph, the fiery serpents, the fiery dragon-like angels, of which Satan, Lucifer, was chief, and you read the scripture, and I wonder if you're processing the understanding of what it means to have this being fall and to fall with multiples of himself joining him in rebellion and multiples of all the other classes. And what do you think life is going to be like? And you think perhaps some of us, not all of us, but a great majority of us, think that the harm that causes harm is as bad as it's going to get. I'm speaking to us of spiritual warfare. I'm speaking to us of spiritual manifestations. The Lord has sent me to say that there will be tangible, physical, you'll see it with your eyes, manifestations of creatures. And here we are having nervous breakdowns because the harm that causes harm has come. This is Celestial with the Master's Voice. The link for the video in which I can speak more freely is below. You can subscribe to Brighteon, BitChute, and Rumble. These channels are places that I will always upload the more sensitive content. But I encourage you to enlarge your mind, encourage you to enlarge your faith. And I'm not just saying it to be facetious. I'm not just saying it. Enlarge your mind. You can't enlarge your mind by yourself. The enlargement of the mind, enlargement of the heart, and faith, these are things that only take place as you spend more time with God and as you pray and ask for them. You can receive nothing without asking. So if you don't have, it's because you don't ask at all. That's one category. If you don't have, it's because you ask amiss, meaning that you're asking for the totally wrong things. When you have time with God, that's the second category. Third category is you ask because you want to spend it on your lusts, meaning that you're just probably engaged in voyeurism and you don't actually want to ask for the things that you will need to equip you as a ready end times warrior. God is greater, and yet the Lord, our God, has told us that we have an adversary that is moving around as a roaring lion. When somebody tells you that you have an adversary is someone who is committed to the cause. So as committed as God is to getting us off this planet and into his presence one day, so too is the enemy committed to stopping as many people making that trip as possible. And so when you have an adversary, this is someone who is deeply committed to his cause, and he is prepared to oppose you and even grab a hold of your leg if possible to try and yank you down to where he is, because there is no hope for the devil, no redemption for him, and no redemption for any creation of his. And so Satan has absolutely nothing to lose when he fights against the Christian, tries to confuse and lie to the Christian, tries to eliminate, destroy, kill the Christian. So the Christian, therefore, needs to come up in his or her understanding and realize that the things that are going on now, it is like step 101. It is simply the wickedness of the people who rule us that want to reduce the population and make people fewer because they have other plans after this one. This is Celestial with the Master's Voice. Until I see you again, the Lord bless and keep you. Goodbye.
Welcome. God bless you. My name is Brian. Welcome back to Love Has a Name YouTube channel. I have a prophetic word from the Lord to share with all of you, which came to me yesterday, November 18th, 2021. So, obviously, today is Friday, November 19th, 2021. And I'm going to share this word that is highly revelatory. That means the Lord, by his Spirit, brings forth revelation to help you if you will receive it, if you will open your heart. Thank you for your presence, Lord. If you will receive the understanding and then apply it to your life so that God can bring forth transformation. All right. Now, before I get to the prophetic word, there are a lot of small things I want to touch on that are going to bless you, you're going to be thankful for. And I know many, many of you who are already subscribed enjoy this channel because God has already touched you. He's manifested himself via the videos, via his presence, his anointing, answered prayer, and all the glory is the Lord's because you, just like myself, are simply vessels for the living God. Jesus Christ, the one and only Savior and way to the Father. All right, so I have myself a little list. I'm going to get through a few things very briefly. We're going to get into the Word, and then I'm going to share with you something else as well. All right, so first things first, as I am learning, growing here on YouTube, I've been checking a couple analytics, and over the last month, there has been well over 100,000 views on this channel. What a blessing, what a compliment to the Lord Almighty that He is drawing His people to this channel. That being said, I was able to look at a couple of stats and whatnot, and it looks like over the past month, out of all the people who have visited this channel, seen the videos, about 46% of you are not subscribed. So let's fix that. Go ahead and just take a moment, hit the subscribe button. I'll give you 3 seconds. Just go ahead and do that. Now that you've done it, hopefully hit the bell. Make sure that you're getting all notifications. Now, if for whatever reason you want to be subscribed but you don't want the notifications coming, that's all good. I don't think there's a channel out there that's going to tell you what I just said, but I'm trying to make things easy for you. Be subscribed. That's a blessing to me. If you have the notifications on, then you'll know when I post something so that you can keep up to date, because I'm very organized. I like to share things in order, and everything that I share with you, it's to be complemented. It's to be stacked upon the knowledge, the revelation, the prophetic insight, the teaching. It all builds upon itself. So if you have notifications on, you'll be able to grow along with me. All right, and that's the purpose. Now, that leads me into something else. This is something that's been on my heart that I wanted to say, and I'm going to make this very, very clear, because I love you guys, even though I haven't met you. I love you because you're my brothers and sisters in Christ. We are in the faith of the living God. We are His children, sons, and daughters. And those of us who truly love God, we prove it by our obedience. Our obedience proves we love God. If you want proof for this, John 14:21. John 14:23. You can go ahead and check that out, all right? Now, this is what I'm going to say about this. We all love reading, listening to prophetic words, right? From seasoned prophets like Hank Kuhneman, Kat Kerr, Robin Bullock, and other smaller ministries and people who the Lord is just raising up as prophetic voices and such. I love listening to prophetic words, but we must follow the fruit and watch the character of the person to see if it reflects Christ. And it's hard to understand when you don't know God yourself, which is the reason why prophetic words, though they are wonderful, if all you're going to do is listen and watch prophetic words, and you're not going to care anything about learning how to grow with Christ, learning and listening to videos regarding teaching, revelation, biblical studying, and such, if you're not intending to grow, these prophetic words will do nothing for you. I'm just going to be very direct in saying that. I'm going to say it again. It's great you want to listen to prophetic words, but I'm going to begin, as God leads me, and He's been placing a lot of topics on my heart, I'm going to begin teaching things that will help you grow. Now, that's the purpose. That will help you mature. When you mature in the things of God, He gives you more, because you've allowed yourself to grow. You've started to chew on the meat, and you begin to grow, and then all of a sudden there'll be manifestation of His Spirit in your life, His presence. You'll receive dreams, visions, visitations, habitation, all this stuff. It's what makes the Christian life real. If you're just going to be an on-the-bench Christian, or out on the stands, like at a basketball game, you're just sitting there watching, but you don't want to participate, you don't want to go through the training, you don't want to do what you got to do in order to be used in the game, quote-unquote, then you're limiting yourself. Oh, Lord, thank you. I just saw His presence behind the camera here. Praise the Lord. Okay, so I just wanted to share that, okay? I'm going to be sharing more teaching and so forth. I'll be sharing dreams, visions, even those that are not prophetic, just to share some things, how God speaks with me, because I think many times you'll be able to relate to it, and it'll help you grow, all right? One small example of that is a video that I posted about 2 months ago called The Power of Delighting Yourself in God. It's had over 10,000 views. Praise the Lord. I'm going to link it below. If you haven't seen it, go ahead and click on it and watch, because it will help you if you receive it. If you're open, if you take it in, then God will give you understanding, and then you'll know how to apply it. I'm not here to bring you information. I'm here to bring you revelation from God, because revelation is what's going to create a change in you. If I give you information, it doesn't show you how to do anything with it. All right? So, I just wanted to touch on that, and let's get into the prophetic word from the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Father, thank you. Oh, thank you for your presence. Jesus, we invite you. Father, we invite you. Holy Spirit, we invite you. Holy angels, hosts of the living God, we invite you. Cloud of witnesses, if the Lord wills for you to manifest yourself, we invite you in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. I thank you that the words are going to go forth. They're going to touch your people. And I ask for the grace and the anointing necessary for your word to be delivered and received for the glory of the Lamb of God. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. This word I received yesterday, November 18th, 2021, at about 2:20 p.m. I sat still, and these are the words that came up in my spirit. My people, you will not be forgotten by me. In this era that you are stepping into, things will look completely different. All that you have known will change. My glory is about to arise on the earth, and as I prophesied in my word, the glory shall cover the earth, even as the waters cover the sea. Are you prepared? Are you ready? You think that things have been delayed, but that is only because you think with the natural mind, with the perspective of the natural realm, which is bound by time. But am I bound by time? Did I not create time? Is not everything before me? The past, the present, the future? And if then I am outside of time, you also should see from my perspective regarding the prophetic words that I give. Stop focusing on how long. Focus on that it will be done as I have spoken. Just this little tweak in your perception will bring you into a place of peace. Why? Because you are not focused on the natural, where your carnal mind is not susceptible to the lies of the enemy and to what your eyes see. Have I not said in my word that the just shall live by faith? Have I not said that we walk by faith and not by sight? And does not my word say that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen? So, look from my perspective. Choose to believe I will accomplish everything I have spoken, regardless of what you see happening in the world. The timing does not affect me. I affect it. All that I have spoken through my prophets and mouthpieces on the earth that I have raised up shall be accomplished. Judgments are on their way to the wicked, and to those who have partnered with them. But glory, a great pouring out of my Spirit is coming to my people. And those who have not complained have not given way to doubt and have not set aside their faith but dug in their heels to be rooted in me, determined to stand to the end. They are the ones that have pleased me the most. But do not be discouraged. I love you all. But surely there are many levels. Thank you, Lord. There are many levels in the Spirit. And your access to me is only limited by your faith or lack thereof. This is why I send my servants to speak boldly about believing in me, trusting in me, choosing to have faith, rejecting doubt and fear. It is because it is the secret to pleasing me. Without faith, it is impossible to please God, says my word. And that has not changed. Get ready. Everything is about to change. Hold tight. Hold fast. Rejoice. Give thanks. Do not complain. Celebrate. Love. Watch me fight for you. The golden global glory is coming. That is the end of what I heard the Lord say. It's amazing when I record, when I use the voice recorder to speak forth what I hear the Lord say from within me, I save it, I date it, whatnot, and then I wait until the Lord tells me to release it. So then I'll go back, and then I begin to listen to it, and I write down. And I'm amazed every single time. Every single time. There's just such a flow, such a release, such a smooth stream of love, correction, which is discipline, and God says in His Word, He disciplines those He loves. He speaks this in Proverbs. He speaks this in Hebrews. And then the Lord even teaches us. This middle part, where the Lord begins to teach about, you think things have been delayed, but it's only because you're thinking with the natural mind. Basically, God is saying, stop depending on what you're seeing, because that's not faith. His word confirms that. And the Lord is saying, rise up and learn to see things from His perspective. Meaning, don't look around and then judge, saying, God's prophets, God is lying because nothing has happened. That is what an immature person in the faith will say, which is the reason we need to not just seek out prophetic words, why we need to learn and listen to videos on teaching that are biblical and that can be backed up. And in my case, I asked the Lord that in my life, if He ever uses me, this was many, many years back, I asked Him, I said, Lord, I want to teach not only from Your word, but I want to teach from experience. I must experience Your word. It must be life to me so that when I speak, I will have experiences that I can testify of that confirm Your word. And this is the reason why it happens, and thus why I will be sharing teachings and whatnot. So when you see it, I hope you will click and watch the videos so that you can grow. There's almost no greater joy for me than someone who actually opens their heart, listens to what I'm saying, and has that hunger and desire. And then they're thankful and they're grateful. because this is the way I have been. Most of the people that I've learned from have been people I've never even met. Servants of God via YouTube that God has used to transform my life. But you know how that happened? Because I listened and I sought with an open heart. It's not that hard. Humility plays a big part of it. If we're too close-minded, too afraid of being deceived, then love has not been perfected in us. Because 1 John says, perfect love casts out fear. So many people who, anytime you hear a prophecy, the first thing they'll do is they'll cite a scripture in Timothy about false teachers and false prophets. Oh my Lord, it is so annoying to my spirit. It is so saddening to the Spirit of God. Because they're so focused on being deceived, it shows they don't have enough faith that God won't allow them to be deceived, because they themselves are not sincere enough to actually seek out the truth. Because if they were sincere in their seeking of the truth and they had true faith, then they would realize God being perfect would not permit them to be deceived. Remember Jesus says, what earthly dad or father would give their son a scorpion if they asked for this, you know, or would give them a snake if they asked for an egg or a piece of bread or something? If earthly dads, fathers, do good for their children when their children ask, how much more our Heavenly Father? And see, this differentiates those who are lambs, immature in the faith, and those who are sheep in the faith. And we know in John 10, see, as I'm talking, the Holy Spirit is bringing revelation. The Holy Spirit is bringing the scriptures to life from the wells of the Holy Spirit from within me. And this is answered prayer, what I've asked for, that the Lord may bring experience and bring forth the word of God. So even Jesus said in John 10, my sheep hear my voice. They follow me. Notice he didn't say my lambs, meaning immature Christian. He said my sheep. A sheep is the adult version of a lamb. So you have to get off the milk and diapers in the Christian circle in terms of level of teaching, and you need to really seek God and want to learn, and he's going to feed you, and through time you will begin to grow out of the milk and you will begin to eat spiritual meat. Once you do that, the Lord gives you more and you're able to handle more. This is, again, how I've grown. But hey, I'm just sharing in case anyone out there actually wants to grow close to God. Anyway, I love you guys. I hope this has blessed you. Just a quick reminder. Thank you, Father. I feel waves of His presence. Whew, okay. A quick reminder. I'm going to link down below the video on the power of delighting yourself. Okay, it's just one of the few teachings I've shared so far, but I want you to check it out. And I'm going to be watching the views to make sure you guys are actually checking it out, because I want you to grow. Okay, I'm going to link it down below. And FYI, in the description, I will always have, you know, dates of what I'm speaking forth. I'll give information that you need. If I post a video from another prophet or prophetess of God that is speaking God's word, I'll always link to the full video. And on those videos, I will always recommend you go and follow their YouTube channel and sow into their ministry if you feel led to. This is the righteous thing for me to do before God, and He has placed this on my heart to be very, very clear with this. All right. And again, since this video is mine and the Lord, about a week ago, if you haven't seen, about a week ago, I posted a video and I explained how the Lord released me in order to, granted me some creative ideas in order to set me up for things that He's going to want me to do, which has not all been revealed to me. But you can look in the description. If God places it on your heart at any moment that you want to give or you want to sow into this as a, I'll say, quote unquote, as a ministry, because it's not a formal ministry, but it's an assignment from God to me. All right. And many of you I know are blessed, and some of you have already given, and believe me, every time that I see something like that come in, I speak God's blessing over you. Remember, if you are receiving spiritual nourishment from any ministry, Hank Kuhneman, Robin Bullock, Kevin Zadai, man, I love all these guys, Kat Kerr, Donna Rigney, and so many others, so into their ministries. Oh, because as you sow, you will have a harvest and you connect yourself with the ministry. So again, at any time, if you feel blessed by this channel, feel free. I have some information below where you can sow. And if you don't want to, it's all good. I still work a full-time job. I plan on doing so. And it doesn't affect me at all because I know the law of sowing and reaping. And I do my part. So just an option for those of you who want to partner, who want to align, and who want to join in the stream of the anointing that God has placed upon my life. The Lord bless you. Like the video if you haven't. Hit subscribe and give you that chance again. Turn on notification bells if you want to be alerted each time something new comes up. I want to be more diligent and more responsible to bring things that would help you grow. All right? I love you guys and God bless you. I check all your comments as often as I can because it's enjoyable to me to see the unity of the spirit and to comment and respond and like and put the little hearts and all that good stuff. Until next time. All right. You guys take care and I'll see you soon. Bye.
So I'll begin to read right here from my own personal notes here that I have taken. I am really stunned to find out that there was a considerable effort, and because of the asteroids and meteorite situation, they have committed a pretty substantial amount of resources in trying to mathematically calculate percentages and probabilities and stuff like that of strikes, where the strikes would take place, and those types of things. And I guess their thinking, which is understandable, is that, you know, if it happened before, I think you get like the pathing information where the paths of things are coming from, and the probability is that all the next strike will probably follow some sort of path that a past strike has followed. That's kind of their thinking. You know, when we begin to have this discussion, and I'm listening to this, and I'm listening to the Pentagon is trying to calculate the path of something, and that they feel like that once they know the path, they have an idea of what's going to happen again. I realize we're not talking about some asteroid coming in and striking the Earth. I realize we were getting into something quite a bit different from the very outset of our meeting. And he went on to say, it's pretty interesting report, some other report that the Pentagon has put out within itself amongst those that have that particular level of clearance. The more interesting part of it was not only the giant situation. I got to pause just for a moment, right? We're talking already about pathing of some kind of celestial object. We're talking about that a substantial amount of resources had already been spent on the mathematical calculations of incoming asteroids and comets, or not comets, but meteorites. And then I'm being told that they're examining this pathing information because if they figure if they can realize what happened, however long ago it may have been, that they have a good chance of knowing what's going to happen in the future. And then we start off in the next comment. It says, it's pretty interesting report. It's more interesting part of it was not only the giant situation, but that I would call super giants. Now we're talking about giants. So that lets me know that the time frame of the report and the research that's being done is back during the times of when we had giants on the earth. Now, which giants was that? The giants that we see after the Antediluvian destruction, in other words, before the Great Flood? Or is it the giants before the Flood? Now, quite frankly, I always thought the giants before and after were about the same size, even though I knew that Enoch recorded that those giants were, what, like 30 cubits or something like that? I mean, really a height that would exceed anything imaginable for us. I thought it was a typographical error, quite frankly. I really did. We're talking about well over 1,000, maybe 2,000-3,000 feet tall, if I understand right. And that seems like totally impossible. Whereas the giants after the Flood, 9 foot to 20 foot, right? So let's just keep this in mind. So I realize, though, we're going back thousands of years ago, and so I realize, also, it comes to my mind, this must be about Planet X. Follow along with me here. So he goes to say to me, it was not only about the giant situation, but that I would call super giants, where they were they have proof that leads them to believe that there were at one point these super giants. Did you just hear that? The Pentagon scientists believe that at one point there were these super giants. They don't base that on just anything. They claim that they reached heights of 1,000 to 2,000 feet tall. And they're not just delegating this to the Native American folklore, which Native Americans apparently had folklore that said the giants were so tall that their heads were literally in the clouds. They kind of led you to believe that the giants that were referenced in the Bible really were only about 15 to 20 feet tall. They were giants, but they weren't super giants as recorded in Enoch. The biblical giants were a more palatable size. It wasn't like a giant that was so tall his head reached the clouds. And now they have identified quite a few terrestrial objects that the scientists claim are leftovers or basically deceased body parts of these giants that are actually mountains. Yeah. Now I realize what I'm sharing with you now is going to sound almost like a fairy tale. And listen, take it or leave it. I'm not asking you to believe one way or the other when it comes to that. And I don't say necessarily what my personal view is, but I'm asked on situations like this, in particular because of this very statement here, I was asked in all the research that I have ever done in the ancient documents, have I ever run across a document that would support the giants were like mountains or had become mountains later, like a tree that becomes petrified wood out in the desert. And I don't really know the process, how that works, but over time, the piece of wood becomes like a stone. Well, oddly enough, the answer was yes. I was very much aware that there was a passage in the Dead Sea Scrolls that spoke of giants like that of a mountain. I'll read it for you. It's in the Damascus document 4Q265. In fact, let me just share it with you on the screen here so you can see it for yourself. This is just the English version of it. Hear now, my sons, and I will uncover your eyes that you may see and understand the works of God, that you may choose that which pleases him and reject that which he hates, that you walk perfectly in his ways, not follow after the thoughts of the guilty inclination after eyes of lust. For through them great men have gone astray. Mighty heroes have stumbled from the former times till now. Because they walk in the stubbornness of their heart, the heavenly watchers fail. They were caught because they did not keep the commandments of God. Their sons also fell, who were tall as cedar trees and whose bodies were like mountains. All flesh on dry land perished. When their bodies hit the ground, they were like mountains. And oddly enough, there's other places as well that may allude to that similar thought in the Dead Sea Scrolls. And there were other writings in the Egyptian writings that I've read that I've also wondered if it could not possibly allude to that. But this, by the way, friends, is not where we're going when it comes to this Planet X. So definitely don't stop the video. It's fixing to get very interesting. They also are persuaded, as I continue in this meeting notes, in their reports, that if we were able to excavate into these mountains, they would find gold in large deposits, because they feel that over a significant amount of time, the blood commonly would turn to gold. And so like at Devil's Mountain in Wyoming, at the base of this location, there would probably yield billions and billions of dollars worth of gold. Yet you can't excavate it because it's considered a national park or a national monument. Well, you know, most people, when they think of Devil's Mountain, and let me just share that with you there in Wyoming there, the national monument, maybe many of you are aware of it. And I forget what they told me. I want to say they said that this was something like that of a hip or something like that is what they believed. This is not the actual one that they're doing the excavation of. If I can ever get the right, let me just go to images here. Here we go. Still got a bad one there. How do I end up with the same junk? And I keep going into the same stuff over and over and over and over. Anyway, you can see it right there, though, for yourself there. I don't remember if this was part of the, considered to be part of a leg bone, and I know that sounds completely bizarre, right? Completely bizarre. But I do know that, and I can't divulge everything that was discussed with me in this particular meeting, but there have been other locations that they are, the scientists from our government have discovered mountains that have attributes, DNA evidence of human remains that we might say are petrified. This is why I was being asked for ancient documents that might back up this. Was it really true? Did we, not only did we have giants that were the size of mountains, you know, but what were other evidences that I might be aware of? But as I said, there's a reason behind this, all right? There is a very serious reason. So let's continue on. So as I said there, they claimed that if they could excavate this mountain, they believe they'd find a lot of gold because of the blood. Now that, like I said, sounds preposterous. But for me, it did not sound preposterous. And I'll tell you why. Not that blood just turns into gold over, say, thousands of years. I really don't know the answer to that. But what did come to my mind, though, was from Exodus chapter 32, verse 20. And this is where we read about Moses taking, and it says, and he took the calf which they had made, and we know the calf, by the way, was made out of gold. And he burnt it in the fire and ground it to powder and strawed it upon the water and made the children of Israel drink of it. Now, why would Moses do that? I don't really know the answer for it. To destroy the idol is one thing, but to grind it to powder and then put it in the water and make them drink, that's like monoatomic gold. Now, I'm not encouraging anybody to get monoatomic gold by no means, but I do know, I've heard enough about real monoatomic gold that has longevity of life if you take it. In fact, we know that after the children of Israel drank from this water, washed their clothes in it and everything else, their bodies did not age for 40 years. Their clothes and their shoes did not wear out. Was it that gold in there that did that? And of course, them ingesting the gold, that would end up becoming part of their blood. So is that possible that scripture there might incline us to believe that perhaps there could be some truth to this blood issue, and being that there would be a lot of gold under this mountain. I don't know the answer to that. As I said, I don't even know if I can believe it personally. It doesn't really matter to me if I believe it or not. It's just interesting. Let's continue on. Continuing in my notes here, the other thing that was kind of interesting, actually I found very interesting, you remember back before 2012, there's this whole hoopla made about the Mayans, said that in 2012 it's going to be the end of humanity or civilization or something to that effect. Well, from 2005 to 2010, the U.S. government spent billions of dollars in researching the Mayan prophecy. However, the information that was made public was much different than the information in top secret reports. That's what I was telling you about. The government researchers believed that there was some sort of Planet X. Here we go, friends. Put on your seatbelt. And that when it passed, there was some sort of war between the inhabitants of Planet X and Earthlings. And the Earth, excuse me, and the war was not necessarily like the traditional war that we think of, but it was a spiritual war. Did you just hear what I just said? A spiritual war. Now we're talking about in the days of like the flood, right? You know? Like the great flood on the earth there when Noah was commanded to go build this ark. And we read about the flood come on the earth and all the, you know, the people and the animals and everything perished on the earth. I'm sharing something with you that's going to blow you away, I believe. I mean, really and truly, this is, as I've said before, you know, of like biblical proportions. But the thing is the Pentagon knows this is about to happen again. What got my attention, though, is when they started talking about Planet X, is that not only did the Pentagon believe from the Mayan documents that were not made public that there was a Planet X, but there was a war between Earthlings and the reptilians that lived on Planet X. Yes. And that it was not a traditional war, but he says here that we think, but it was a spiritual war. Understanding the document released internally was a little confusing on who won the war, or who were the bad guys, or who were the good guys. It was a bit difficult to interpret. Planet X, which is occupied by some sort of reptilian race, who is more interested in finding host for their spirit transference, giving them the ability to possess a human host on Earth. I mean, that's just like the devil, isn't it? How many times did Jesus have to cast out demons out of the people when he was here on earth? Apparently, the last time that Planet X came around, there was a huge war, and the people that were on earth, I believe it was the people that were on earth, had overcome these reptilians from Planet X, who were trying to take over an enormous amount of human host, which apparently they were fairly successful.